Election Day. The air was taut with unspent snow, the sky a yellowish leaden gray, when the children went out to play on a long ago November day. Teacher inside, making corrections at her desk, writing on the blackboards, doing whatever teachers do when they are all alone. Grades 1 through 8 on their own. At the country school, what game, what to do, who to pick on, who, the few? Election day in 48, and who's your father voting for? Harry Truman, ha ha ha, he'll never win. He's just a dumb old Democrat, ha ha ha. Her dad's voting for Truman. So am I, and so is she. So what? Hey, that's not fair. We're only 3. There's 12 of you. Quickly, they sorted themselves in 2 for meanness and supremacy. Screams and tears, rocks and sticks, broken specks. What's next? One chase led through the front glass door. See, there is her blood, said the excited but contrite young Republican to the frantic mother running up the walk, before pointing downstairs where a teacher was holding his recent foe's Democratic wrist under the faucet, flushing out the shards of glass to wails of pain. And so, at election time 2010, with civility displaced by smears and jeers, and slogans of rage and righteousness, I recall that scowling sky and bleak, ungoverned day in 48. Rallies can get out of hand. Don't they understand? Where are the grown-ups?